Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome back, Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, Nick Grimm, and Josh Odson. We are at Las Vegas's Circa's Stadium Swim here on, as a texter puts it from the 402, 1620 The Church.
Just getting you ready.
Happy Good Friday to our friends in Omaha, and I guess they celebrate here in Vegas, but probably less.
I'm excited for all of our...
It's not called Bible City.
I'm excited for all of our friends who have been participating in Lent that they get to, you know, eat whatever their heart desires on Sunday afternoon, a little meat.
Yeah, because fish is famously not meat.
It is not. It's ocean meat, as Arby's used to call it. Ocean meat.
We have a topic alert.
Oh, tell me more.
This is from Chuck. So far... Who has been which character from the Hangover movie?
Movie
The Hangover.
Good question.
Who's the... Well, I guess that probably makes me Alan.
Yeah. Well, do you know anyone named Doug?
Old man
Doug.
Yeah,
I know some people named Doug.
Well.
I know old man Doug. I'll be you, Doug.
I'll be you, Doug.
I don't know Black Doug, though.
Yeah.
Hey, watch it with that.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think any of us really...
I think you're probably Doug. You don't do anything.
Oh, that's not true. I've done things. I'm still doing things.
You haven't been on the roof yet, have you?
I've not been on the roof, but I'm still out and about. I didn't go to bed that much earlier than you guys did last night. I'm pretty sure I heard you walking down the hall because I heard one person say, 7? And so I was like, oh, that's probably the time they're meeting downstairs tomorrow.
If they did a modern-day remake of The Hangover.
It's time.
Alan would be vlogging the whole thing, probably.
Oh, my Alan?
Oh, yes. That's a great question. How would the movie change if they were on more modern cell phones compared to that era? Well, first of all, Ed Helms' girlfriend would just be following his location.
They
would
definitely Snapchat or something.
He would have to share his location. But she wouldn't share his or her location with him.
Right.
That's definitely what would be going
Especially
on.
Especially when she's on cruises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a bartender.
So does that, if Nick is Alan, does that make me Phil? Or does that make me the dentist?
I would say I'm probably more of the dentist character.
I could see that.
Yeah, and you're
you gotta pull out your own big teeth.
Yeah.
Good thing you have a beard.
Yeah, thank God.
Otherwise, your teeth would be
so
big.
I used to have the glasses, though, like he did. Man, again, you want to talk about things that have aged bad from that movie. Look, we don't use some of the homophobic language in there. Well, except for that one guy's wife. We don't do that very much anymore.
Definitely his wife.
But, man, those glasses that Ed Helms rocks, those are horrible. They are so bad.
Bad glasses.
What a weird time for glasses.
Aren't you glad your beard came back for Vegas, by the way?
Yes.
Could you imagine coming to Vegas?
Oh, my, what big teeth you have.
Seriously, they'd be like... They'd be like, wow, this radio guy looks like a goober.
They would have definitely not invited you on the Vegas Insider TV show.
No, no. Yeah, I'm happy they invited you inside. I wonder what they would have asked me. Oh, so you run, huh? That's what it would have been.
They could have asked me about Formula One. They do Formula One here.
Do you still watch Formula One, Nick?
I haven't. They've been doing all the races at like 2 in the morning.
I think Nick's out on Formula One.
I'm not out on it.
I think Nick is a baseball and football fan now.
I keep up with Formula One. It's just I don't want to be up at 2 in the morning to watch Formula One.
It sounds
right
like
now.
He doesn't watch it.
By the way, real quick, two quick basketball takes before we talk to Munson. A text from a dear friend of ours says, Florida brought back Noah, Horford, Brewer, and Roberson, I think. UConn lost their three best players. This is way wilder than Florida. And then Adam says, it's crazy, but I think CU is the only team that could stand in the way of UConn winning it all again.
Wow.
Could you imagine that court storming?
This is both, to go back to 1620 the Bible or whatever. We're
1620 the church.
This is both my heaven and my hell.
Mm. Take him to church, Connor.
It's both my heaven and, like, if they get, we had the guy, the Lexington guy down the road. He's like, Creighton plus 3.5 tonight. And I was like, I don't know. I think they might win the national championship. I'm trying to convince myself of this. And he's like, hey, Rick Barnes factor. Rick Barnes famous for pooping his little pants in March.
Like Cody. Is Rick Barnes, excuse me, the Cody of the NCAA tournament? I think he might be.
I don't remember what Cody looked like, really. But
he's just a 14-year-old kid.
I imagine him as the kid who ended up tasing Allen,
dude,
in the face.
Cody did look like that. Just a little taller, lost some of the baby fat.
I thought he was thinner than that.
No, yeah, but yeah, basically, Cody, or the character from that movie, just taller, stretched out.
Fair.
Yeah. I think you might be onto something.
That's in the face.
Cody was having none of that, by the way.
His mom was so embarrassed. Because his mom's talking about him taking a dump.
And how he doesn't take a dump often.
To a random stranger at White Castle. Vegas really does have everything.
Let's take a quick time out here. We'll talk to Brian Munson on the other side. Get some recruiting notes. BC as well. And Sipple coming up in the noon hour. Plenty to come on a Friday edition of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.